Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved one, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you.
And you feel the momentum? I know you do. I know you feel it, guys. I mean, this June is just off the charts, and we have been really paying attention. I know you have been too, and I know that's why you're here right now, because we are in a threshold moment. We are in a profound experience collectively, and today we're going to dive into this momentum. We're going to show you how you can thrive through anything, how you can harness this momentum as a lifeblood of your creative experience. And let's face it, June is full on, isn't it, Sri?
It absolutely is. There is a beautiful flow, a rising tide, you might call it.
It is rising.
And it's your opportunity to get up on top of that wave and go with it.
We're surfing, babe.
That's it.
I want a really cool surfboard for that, too.
You know, life gives us so many critical junctures. There's so many opportunities. And it just seems that every moment is another moment to say yes. To say, okay, if not now, when? Okay,
yes, yes, yes.
Now's good.
Yeah, now is perfect. And speaking of now and momentum, hey, if you want to get in the queue today, or at least try to get on, go ahead, give us a buzz, 888-627-6008. I know the lines are filling. I don't know if any are left.
Oh, there's one for you.
Keep going, guys. 888-627-6008. And remember, if you get a busy signal, it just means all those lines are full. But hold on to that number, because as soon as we would speak to someone, we would be available. So again, 888-627-6008. If it's your day, you're going to get through. So pick up that phone and try to get in the queue. Oh, did I rhyme?
I don't know.
Well, that's momentum. How's that?
Now you're through with your queue.
I am through with the queue. There we are. Well, hey, guys, let's talk about the fact, where are we? It is June 10. Ouch. Pinch myself. How did that happen? Right. I mean, that it really, is that phenomenal?
It's the tyranny.
The illusion.
The tyranny of the calendar.
But what's so wonderful about having this show today, whether you're catching us live or you're grabbing this in the archives, is that we are at that moment where that first, remember, June is a Trinity energy. And the three sections of June were June 1 through 10, which means it's culminating right now. Mm-hmm. June 11 through 21, which is where this momentum is going to go into steroidal experience. And that's what we're going to talk about next. And then the 22nd through the 30th. So you really want to make a note and catch us live, or at least catch every one of our shows in June, because there is a lot going on.
You know, momentum is an interesting word, because it's a word about motion and force.
Mm.
You know, having momentum means that we're rolling.
Yeah, like it or not.
Yeah.
It's kind of like pushing that round rock down the mountain.
And it just reminds me of how important it is to live an intentional life,
mm-hmm.
because every thought that you put energy into has some form of momentum.
Yeah.
Every action, every relationship, every activity that you put some of your life force energy into has a momentum.
Yes, it does.
So it's kind of that question of, what do you choose to feed? Where are you going to allocate your sacred energy?
Yeah, and how are you feeding it? I got to throw that in, Sri.
Yeah, so here we are, June 10th. We're kind of at that moment of, have you paid attention?
Well, I think everybody's paying attention, whether we like it or not. The question is how we're paying attention. And, you know, Sri, before we go any further, one of the things, we have been getting tons and tons of emails, guys. We have so many emails here, and I want to address a couple of them, because this is really important. As we are let's just talk about this again, guys. We are at June 10. This is the moment that first full segment of June is culminating. This is that awareness moment. Remember, the entire planet is in spiritual activism right now. Now, during these 10 days, it would be, no matter when you're listening to the show, you really might want to touch back to June 1 through 10 and pay attention. I mean, seriously, guys, please, please, please pay attention to everything that has caught your awareness. And Sri, We have a couple emails here, but one of them I want to read because something that I think is catching everybody's awareness right now that we really might want to address as we start into this momentum, because momentum is one of those neutral energies. Momentum affects everything, whether you like it or not, right?
Yes.
So here's an email we received from Elizabeth. And Elizabeth's email simply says, Namaste, Sri and Kira. Can you speak to the increase in suicides in relation to the AAEs? What is the best way to be of support without interfering with our family members who are struggling to be here? And by here, she means on this planet. Well, Elizabeth, thank you for asking that question. And we really did want to open up with your question today because there is a lot of despair energy going on the planet right now. And this is partially tied into the expansion of polarity, and everything is gaining momentum. And before we dive into this middle experience of June, it's important to be aware, and this is certainly coming to people's awareness.
Well, and the United States, in fact, has a huge suicide rate in the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's gone up dramatically.
Compared to the trends in the past.
Yeah.
And so there are a number of perspectives. Each being is eternal.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to kind of say that suicide was a long-term solution to a short-term problem.
Well, I think we still say that.
because any form of depression or emptiness that is going on is temporary.
Yeah, yeah.
So at one level, a person who takes their life because they are depressed or they've lost their sense of meaning or purpose, truly, if you have a family member that is in that situation, they are needing unconditional acceptance. They're needing love. They're needing the encouragement to say this, to let them know this too will pass.
And they need the modeling, the role modeling. And I'm grateful, grateful, grateful that you are all here today, because if you are here tuning into this show, you are receiving, and we pray also giving to others, that presence, the presence of modeling what living an ascended life is all about. It doesn't mean that we do not have our day-to-day experiences. My goodness, we all have bodies. What it mm-hmm. does mean is that we bring the gift of our witnessed perspective, of our higher mastery, into every experience. There is always a blessing. And, you know, when we talk about, and Elizabeth, your question was so sincere and beautiful about, you know, how can we help others, especially family members, without interfering with their path? Well, certainly, if the warning signs are there, if someone is dealing with this energy, this is very much a lot of people that have dealt with depression in their lives often have a deep Atlantean heritage. As a matter of fact, in the PDF of our December event, if you go to shrinkira.com and click on Remembering Atlantis, in that PDF, we even have a checklist. Are you from Atlantis? And for a lot of people, this sense of loss or sense of not wanting to be
or
here.
Or not fitting in.
Or, you know. Right, or loss of experience is often because they're still wrestling with who they really are. This is why we see so many young people
yeah.
that are committing suicide.
There is an important thing that you as the outside mentor or healer or observer to remember, that everything that arises in your life is there to support your expansion.
Absolutely.
And resolution.
Absolutely.
And so if that empty feeling arises, if that sense of loss of meaning arises, it's to be explored. It's to be present to it and look at the context. Where is this coming from? What is this saying?
And to not to belabor this, but to be a support without interfering is to, number one, live your truth. Number two, wake up every morning. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. Number three, meet negativity with mastery. That is real momentum. When we can meet all negativity with mastery, we are harnessing the momentum of the energy upon us. And this means that we need to challenge ourselves to be the best
yes.
we can be every single day. Because anyone and everyone who is experiencing either an ascension symptom or experiencing at whatever level they are experiencing will always receive the blessing of your mastery when you hold that presence presence with them.
And that ignites their mastery.
Absolutely.
Because,
absolutely.
You know, anytime things seem to be going the wrong direction, we're right on the cusp of breaking through to a new level.
Absolutely. And that's what this momentum is doing. We are all on this cusp, right? So, Elizabeth, thank you for asking that question. And for all of us, here we are. I want to bring us right back. We are at June 10. And so here we are right now. Are you ready to thrive through the momentum, or are you coping? Are you white knuckling it? And in the second half of the show, you're really going to want to have a pen, because we're going to be giving you very specific things that will assist you to actually not only navigate these next, the 11 through the 21, but you'll be able to thrive through it. Because again, you know, I hesitate to use words like watershed moment, but we really are at watershed moments. We're going to have a couple of them this month.
Yeah. Yeah, there's it's just the way the energies are dancing together on this little corner of the cosmos.
And they are dancing. And as a matter of fact, I want to share, we had a beautiful email that came in last week after the show from a lovely person, Orca. And I just have to share this with all of you, because Orca took a moment to celebrate. And here's what Orca said. Let me quickly embrace you and share my excitement with you. It's just wow and amazing. Yesterday gave me a beautiful glimpse into the pure magic of being and trusting and allowing without restriction and without the mind taking over. It has been such an extraordinary, it has been such an ordinary evening, yet everything was perfect. And now I get how life is, quote, supposed to be.
Yay.
I am about to explode with sheer bliss and tremendous thank yous. I am on my way. I love you so much. Let's dance. Let's roll. Let's sing and relax into the beauty of life itself. Well, Orca, yes, yes, yes. Let's all do that together. And thank you. Thank you for saying yes to you. And look at the awareness that came into you during that experience, right? During those first 10 days of June.
Why not be in joy?
Agreed.
Why not?
Agreed.
Why not thrive and celebrate the beauty of the energy of your creative pulse?
Absolutely. And guys, a really strong, we can't stress enough, as these first 10 days of June are coming together, it would be a blessing you can give yourself to, you know, take 5 minutes, grab a piece of paper or use your electronic device if you want to, and consciously be with yourself and just kind of sit and scan the past 10 days and notice what has come full front into my awareness. What is grabbing my attention? What do I now see? What has happened? What has come together? What has been put in motion? Because as you do this, and you might wind up with a long list and you might sit there going, I don't know, that's okay, keep working on it. But as you pull this, as you harvest this, it will assist you to thrive through the experience portion of the next 10 days. Remember that, and we're going to talk a lot more about this in next week's show as well, that the entire planet is navigating the activism period, the spiritual activism on the pyramid of spiritual awakening. And this has never happened before. And by the way, it does not mean that everything's lifting into ascension awareness in July, just spoiler alert. But what it does mean is that this month you have a lot of things playing out. And the more that you give yourself the gift of momentum, you give yourself the gift of calling in this blessing, this is a month where your dreams can get extra fuel, where the miracles are just going to become so common that they're no longer miracles. They're just your natural state. And as a matter, it is your natural state.
Absolutely, because synchronicity is the signal that you've lined up with your authenticity.
Exactly.
Remember that the authentic energy is that which arises from deep within. That's your soul energy. That's your guidance acting through this.
And when it flows, when the doors are just opening, connections come, when the momentum is there, and when that momentum is held by an open, sincere heart, miracles birth naturally. And we are really in that moment. Now, guys, conversely, remember that we are also in the momentum moment in density, which means everything of density is going to have its momentum moment as well. The key is to remember over and over again to claim your ascended presence with each and every interaction. To, if you need to, bring a hand to your heart, to take in that deep breath, use the mantra of self-ascension. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. And gift yourself with not being distracted or pulled out of that momentum. Because as we mentioned earlier, momentum is like energy, right? It's neutral. So there's good momentum or positive momentum, and then there's not so positive momentum.
Well, you know, they have a direction. Momentum implies that there,
something's happening.
There has been an application of intention
and energy.
Direction. And
absolutely.
Energy. Yeah.
Absolutely. So you are that powerful. You have the opportunity to move that any way you want. Now, before we go to the phone line, Sri, we do have another beautiful email that I'd like to get to that came
okay.
into us about a week or so ago. And this email is from Monique.
All right. Let me read this. She says, I tried to send this message into your free reading form, but that didn't go, so here I am.
Well,
okay.
We got you, Monique. We got
it. Thanks. Thank you, beautiful Sri and Kara, for spreading your divine message to the world. It has truly touched me. Thank you, dear.
No, thank you, Angel.
I feel anxiety most of my days. I want to break free so badly. I judge myself harshly. I live in a house with not very nice people, and I'm trying to find a new place to live. And after a breakup, have been feeling lost.
Mm.
Any messages or advice would be wonderful. Sending you a beautiful wave of warm energy filled with love, Monique.
Oh, well, Monique, first and foremost, feel our arms and our heart wrapped out, reaching around you, loving you, supporting you. And one of the gifts that's coming in around you, and one of the reasons why we selected your email to share with everyone today is, you are actually in a momentum moment. Look at everything that's happening in your life right now. And the reason why we wanted to really acknowledge your email on today's show is because your email came in during that June 1 to 10 awareness moment. And, you know, whenever we have a breakup, whenever we are moving forward, sometimes it feels like we're moving back, and sometimes our heart wraps us with pain or with sorrow. And then your living situation, according to what you're sharing, is not the most supportive for your ascended presence as well. However, I'm inviting you right now to take all of that and flip over the other side. See the blessing that's in front of you right now. What are you learning from the people around you? Because they are all playing their part perfectly. They are all playing their role perfectly. In their quote unquote negativity, or you mentioned not so nice, what they're doing is inviting you to be even more aware, more master filled in who you are. I will share with you, my love, that this is not permanent. This is not going to last much longer. There's a lot of transition around you. You're actually resonating with the number 3. I'm feeling like within the next 3 months, which would be like by early September, you're actually in a new situation. However, in this moment, in this extraordinary momentum energy, it is your opportunity to harvest all of the gifts that are around you right now from the eyes of your mastery. And by the end of the next 3 weeks, you will already have made a difference. So thank you for reaching out. Now, trust you evermore, my angel. Namaste.
You know, I'm reminded of the dark night of the soul.
No, aren't we all?
there are times that happen where it just seems that our support disappeared, that which thought we could count on was no longer available, and that we find ourselves kind of in a, quote, coping moment. How am I going to get through
there's
this?
There's that word.
And the one thing I want to...
And coping is density.
Exactly.
Coping is density.
We're going to explore that even further in a bit, but the one thing I just want to say is that when the universe takes it all away from us, meaning, you know, all of those things that helped us feel comfy or maybe kept us a little bit asleep.
Yeah, well, all the above.
Sometimes when we start taking everything for granted.
But
at any rate, it's an opportunity in your quote-unquote loneliness to become more introspective and lean into that which is truly authentic and joyful.
Yeah.
It's a time to read spiritual texts. It's a time to cultivate your journaling and your guidance. It's a time to get real clear. What does bring me joy? Mm-hmm. What is one thing I can do today that feels joyful and beautiful to me?
And, you know, it could be something as silly as doing your fingernails. You know, it could be something as easy as taking a walk. Everything is available, and all it takes is a conscious moment to connect with it and to bring the momentum of that moment into your life experience with every breath. Think about it. Our breath is a momentum, is it not? Breathing in. Let's all breathe in. Just breathe in and then breathe out. Do that again. Breathing in. Breathing out will open extraordinary channels of energy if you allow it to. It's just a conscious moment, and it assists us to thrive because our breath is our momentum.
Yes.
And you know, Shree, speaking of momentum, we have all these beautiful people waiting on the phone. So why don't we just begin right at the beginning?
Let's go to line one, and we'll say hi to Linda from North Carolina.
Namaste, beloved one. Welcome.
Well, greetings. I'm surprised.
Greetings.
Hi there.
Thank you again for everything that you offer to us in great service. And I ask what you would share with me and your insights and my life now in these times.
Well, first and foremost, I'm meeting your smile with a smile because, wow, do you have a beautiful inner smile and an outer smile, I might add. And thank you for connecting with us today, my love. You know, for you right now, it's funny. I'm seeing radiating out of the center of your chest. It would be like you were wearing a shirt, but it had a big pink heart on it. And this, excuse me, you hear me coughing? This heart is growing and it's like pushing up your throat chakra. And it's, I have to admit, it's hard for me to talk. And what it's doing is, and okay, so I want you, they're telling me to put your hands, take your two hands and put them right, like kind of underneath the tree. Maybe you can describe where my hands
fingertips
are.
Fingertips pointing inward, and it's the, kind of the high heart.
Yeah, like right underneath where the fifth chakra is. And if it's safe to close your eyes, I want you to feel this beautiful pink heart. And it's very much a heart shape, but it's getting bigger and bigger. And it's almost like it's, I don't want to use the word choking you, but it's saying your heart is ready to guide your words, your life, and heal that which is clinging to the inner sanctum of your truth. And what I'm seeing are what look like little, I was going to use the word like little hands, but it's like you've got all these beings, but they're not multidimensional. I think it's leftover energies that have been pulling at your heart and pulling at your throat, pulling at your third chakra. And what they're saying is the more that you ignite this big pink heart, like see it, wear it, make it huge, the easier it will be for you to see through that which is trying to hold you back and release that which is kind of clinging on. And they're also saying two times two. So what that means is, you know, the ascended heart is two infinity symbols. And they're saying that it's like there's this heart that's coming forward out of your front and this heart that's coming forward out of your back. And that when those two unify, the universal heart is surrounding you and your wisdom is igniting. And they're saying within the next two-week period, all of this is going to be much more visceral. And so the other thing I want to share with you, my love, is it's really important for you every morning when you wake up to take your hands, put them under running water, just let the water run on them, and then shake, 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 because while you're sleeping, you're doing a lot of work, and it's important to just kind of release that work so that you have more availability during the day. And so it is, Linda. Wow. Thank you for calling today.
And thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Many blessings, my love.
Many blessings.
Whew, talk about momentum.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I kind of want to recap
a piece
of that for everyone, because we all share in the energies, is that when you bring a hand to your heart, you are sending a signal. And this particular exercise of two hands at the high heart with the fingertips pointed inward offers an opening and an expansion.
Right.
You know, one hand on your heart is comforting. Two hands on your heart is a direction.
Oh, yeah. That's really well said, Sri. Yeah, thank you for bringing that up.
And so we invite you, whenever anything is shared for one person, to check out. It might be there for you as well.
It might. And remember, every time we free up a line, it means you have a choice to get in. So, hey, 888-627-6008 if you want to try and jump into today's queue.
We'd love to talk to you.
We really would. Now, you know, as we're talking about this momentum, I think it's really important as we're looking at the next moments ahead, that how we handle that is really important.
Well, I want to offer you some information, and we're going to continue to expand on this for a while because it's important.
And we'll be doing a lot more after the break, but you might want to have a pen.
But there's basically an important bridge that must be crossed in order to move from coping to thriving.
Oh, yeah.
In order to move from being reactive and kind of victimized by life into the place of being proactive.
Now, I love the description you gave, Sri, the bridge. You know, think about it, guys. If you're, imagine yourself right now sitting on the side of a beautiful, I don't care, lake or river or whatever, and or even on a mountain and there's a cavern, and you're just gazing out at this beautiful horizon and you're navigating, but you look over the other side and go, wow, you know, kind of that, look what's there. Well, you can get there. You just have to stand up and walk on the bridge.
Now, here's the thing.
And this is why I love that example, Sri.
Yeah, but the bridge is there for all of us. However, if we've been living a predominantly ego-based life, which is normal, I mean, that's where we are.
But we're all born
until we grow through that.
Yeah.
And even growing through it is kind of like peeling off layers. There's a certain process there that takes time. But here's the deal. When we have been living in a predominantly ego-based reality, there's a lot more fear in our life. And those are good lessons as we learn how to modulate that and grow through it. Is if we want to move from simply coping with life into a conscious, intentional existence where you can thrive with life, the magic ingredient is called trust.
Yeah. Oh, woo. Okay. The big T word.
You want to cross the bridge?
How many of you aren't breathing? Go ahead, breathe.
You want to cross the bridge from a pain-based reality to a love-based reality? You're going to have to expand your trust.
Well, you know, and guys, as always, 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 and those of you who know me know this is my absolute favorite example of this. In the final Indiana Jones movie, when Indiana was, his dad was lying, dying, right? Remember this one, guys?
They're looking for the Holy Grail.
They're looking for the Holy Grail. They're looking for the chalice, and dad's been shot, and Indy's had the book, and he's been running through everything, and he makes it to that final moment, and he's standing at the precipice, right?
The chasm.
You want to talk about the chasm, right? He's just run, and he stops. Oh my God, there's certain death. And he looks across, and there's the knight, there's the chalice, and he's going through his dad's book, and he's looking, and his dad's book keeps showing a bridge, but he doesn't see it. And then he keeps remembering it's a leap of faith. And my angels, each one of us, every single being on the planet, at some point in our lives, will come to our chasm leap of faith moment. And what I love about that movie and that scene is that Indy takes the book, he reads it, he sticks it in his pocket, he knows that this is his risk, that it's his to take, and without any hesitancy or doubt, he sticks out his foot into what would bring him to certain death, and the bridge appears.
The pathway appears as we honor the momentum.
And what I love about this movie is that not only does the bridge appear, but the camera moves to show it had always been there. It was just how he approached it. And that's the gift. The bridge is always there. The support is always there. The universe has always got your back. The key is that in density, we like to make things more complex. We see things in different ways. But the reality is, my angels, every single one of us, without fail, is loved so much that we are allowed the gift and the blessing of the experience. And the moment you put on your ascended presence, the bridge appears and it gets a whole lot easier.
Absolutely. And this is an inner growth that we all must experience. maybe more than once.
And nobody can do it for you.
And the, you know, the one thing to ask yourself if you're at one of those precipice moments where you'd like to move from the kind of the victim energy, from the coping side of the valley over to the thriving creative passion.
I want to go that side.
It is important to remember that we have to have a little mercy on ourselves as well.
Because, or a lot.
Because your inner child has a very limited point of view.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
when you're feeling vulnerable or frightened, it's just that little boy, little girl inside that's going, hey, hold my hand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give me your hand.
Grab her and say, honey, I got this.
I love you.
We're trusting our higher self. We're trusting our authenticity.
Woo.
My guidance says go forward, and I'm doing it even if I don't see the path.
See, there's the gift. There's the gift, because there is always a gift. Even when we don't see it in the moment, there is always a gift. And you know what? This show just always goes too fast, because we get the gift of being with you, the most amazing people on the planet, every single week. But we're going to take a quick moment. And when we come back, go grab that pen. You want to have a pen. We're going to talk about how you can remain on the thriving side. We're going to take some more of our beautiful callers that are holding so patiently. And we're going to really turn up that momentum energy.
Absolutely. Stay with us. We'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back, beloved listeners. We are so delighted to be connected with you. And today we are exploring momentum and how to harness positive momentum to expand your joy, to expand your meaningful existence. Whoa.
Well, that is a big thing. And to recognize that as June is progressing, as we are now transiting in this moment between that awareness into experience, are you giving yourself the gift, the blessing of looking and being aware of everything that is showing itself to you right now? Because if you are, and you take that 5 minutes to do it, the experience will be richer and the momentum so much more beautiful.
Well, you know what? Our beautiful minds can support our expansion if they have an understanding of the kind of the context we're in.
Yeah.
That's kind of the role of the mind, is to help open doors, not just provide limiting beliefs. but the mind can be there to.
But don't tell the mind that.
No, but it's your servant. And if the mind is serving you, it'll help you understand greater what's going on in your life.
Absolutely.
And the lives of others, and provide more creative options.
Mm-hmm.
But if you had a piece of paper and you drew a line from top to bottom down the middle, and on one side, one column, you write coping, and on the other column, you write thriving.
And that's those two sides of the cavern, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's just play with this for a moment, because if we talk about coping, I bet you we could make a big list. if we were all sitting at a table.
If we really wanted to.
No, but let's just put a few of the general qualities of what it means when we're coping. And the first thing I want to offer is that it's reactive.
Yeah, definitely. Versus responsive.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if you want to put both words on it there, reactive is coping and responsive is on the thriving side.
And so that's
proactive.
Exactly. And these are all choices that we make. Now, you might remember from the first half of the show that how do I get from the coping side to the thrive sign inside? You know, you drew that line, which is kind of your cavern. Well, remember, at the very top of it, you might want to just draw like a little rainbow from the coping to the thriving and write that word trust on it, because it's only with trust that you're going to stick out your foot and the bridge is going to appear.
That's right. And so everyone learns coping because we are brought up that way. How do we get approval? How do we get money? How do we get A, B, or C?
Yeah, it's just coping. Yeah.
So here's the deal. The coping side of life is where a sense of lack, shortage, and fear are common experiences.
Well, there's also this sense of I am flawed. There's something inherently wrong with me. I'm not good enough kind of energy.
And so coping is very much ends-oriented. It's the result-oriented. I'm going to compromise myself until X happens.
Right.
And then I'll have a momentary sense of relief and happiness, and then I've got to go to the next compromise.
And do you see how powerful it is? Because it's also saying I don't trust my authenticity enough.
It's very outer world-oriented.
Ooh, there's the magic.
And so that's kind of the coping side. The quality of your experience is dependent upon your outer world success and the opinion of others.
Yeah.
So if we look at the thriving side a little more and say, okay, what are the qualities that we've all touched it? You know, on the thriving side, there's that moment of creativity, that burst of joy, that proactive sense of I'm creating something. I'm listening inwardly.
Yeah, well, and it's also that recognition of flow, right? You know, it's that sense of like, wow, you know, everything's kind of clicking. Things are coming together. Well, guys, things are coming together because you're trusting them to come together, whether you're even aware of it or not, you know?
And when you're thriving, the process of creation, the process of your life is joyful in and of its own right. It doesn't matter about the goal. The goal is there to inspire direction and choices, but the flow to the goal is satisfying.
Well, you know, I got to giggle. The other day, Sri and I were chatting with someone and we were talking about so many beautiful things. And one of the topics that came up was that many, 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 many moons ago in another lifetime, Sri and I both were in the business world. And one of the things that I used to look at when I would interview people for a position was I could have two candidates of everything being equal. And let's say that they both had 10 years experience and one of those candidates had 1 year's experience repeated 10 times versus the other person had 10 years experience.
That's growth.
And so what's the difference? Exactly. The difference is, do we just stay stuck and repeat or cope? Right? We learn what we need to know and we just keep repeating it over and over again and wonder why our life keeps recycling. Or do we have the resilience and the expanded consciousness to say, okay, how can I expand this? How can I take this to the next level? What do I need to do? And you know what the difference is between those two people? The one who had the 10 years experience versus 1 year's experience 10 times is that they risked failure.
Yes.
And that's the next thing you were talking about, Sri, was that, you know, one of the things you used to do in the business world was ask people how many times they failed or to talk to you about their failures.
When I was interviewing for someone in a key position, I wouldn't look much at their resume. I would ask them to tell me about their failures and their learnings.
Exactly.
I wanted to see what their growth and their process for approaching things.
Because angels, we all will trip. We all will fall.
If you haven't failed, you haven't expanded far enough.
And you're not trusting yourself. Because the gift is that when we have things that don't resolve the way we would hope or want or expect them to, right? All of those energies start finding their perspective, expectation, and all of those other energies are actually what limit us. And so when we stick out the foot, if we fall, it's not about did we fall, it's about are you getting back up and can you see the blessing of the fall? What did you learn? You know, when you're a child, you might burn your hand on the stove, but the gift of that, quote, failure is that you learn not to touch the stove.
I haven't met a child yet that could ride a bicycle without a wobble.
Absolutely.
When they're learning.
Or a couple of skinned knees. But the key is, what have you gained, or do you get stuck in the energy of the fall? And this is what puts us into coping skills.
Yeah.
We're so afraid to fall that we're afraid to grow. So we start coping and then we stop trusting. And this is why it is such a critical moment, personally, planetarily, universally, that all of us allow ourselves the opportunity right now to thrive. Because we are at a moment where the universe is supporting the energy of thriving. Momentum is here and vast experience is upon you. And literally, tomorrow morning on the 11th, you are waking up in a new world. I can't say that enough, guys. And if this is kind of like going like, what is she saying? Make sure you have been to our YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira, and watch the video for this month. And if you watched it right at the beginning of the month, you might want to watch it again right now as we're trading in on this first cycle and really pay attention. This is, I can't stress enough, guys. I'm just down on my knees praying that you give yourself this gift. You are at a moment where you can honestly claim in an extraordinary shift in your life this month, or you're going to find that you might be or others around you, and this is why we opened up with Elizabeth's email about those that are feeling they want to check out, you could find a deep downward spin, because the planetary thought body, the third dimension, is definitely anchoring in that coping energy.
The coping energy, and remember, coping is reactive. So it's kind of that tit for tat energy. It's that win-lose energy. If so-and-so did this, I now have to do that.
Right.
Versus collaboration, harmony, and natural alignments that come when we're leading with our passion rather than leading with our fear.
Yeah, it's a sense of being worn down. You know, globally, certainly politically, geopolitically, people are feeling worn out. They're feeling worn down. They're feeling like they've just been beat up now for several years. On it doesn't matter where you are, everybody feels this. Well, that's coping. Coping is finally giving up and saying, I just can't take it anymore. Versus thriving is seeing the ascended energy of every experience and pulling yourself out of the energy that pulls you down.
And that is a mastery practice.
It is. And speaking of a mastery practice, we have all these people waiting for us.
We're going to go to the phone lines, and then there'll be more.
Exactly.
Tell you what, we're at line two, and we'll say hi to Lisa from Colorado.
Namaste, beloved one. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm so grateful to be here with you both. Let me just say that the last year, 2 years for me, you guys have been really the gift that's gotten me through my dark night of the soul, which lasted a lot longer than I could have ever imagined. And these first 10 days of June, which I can't believe it's already the 10th, has been surreal. I feel like it is the completion of a complete cycle for me, and I feel like it's the first 5 days were really finalizing that, and for me to kind of go back through and just observe some things in my life that were completing and finalizing and energies releasing. And then my son has been home sick for the last 5 days, and I've been with him in almost like, it feels like I'm stuck in kind of this holding place of just having to be and take care and nurture him. And so I would just love a mini soul reading and just tell you both how grateful I am that you're on my journey. Thank you.
Well, Lisa, please feel all of that back to you a thousandfold, my love. Thank you. And I was actually sitting here just kind of clapping quietly and smiling at your really beautiful, masterful insights that you're sharing. And as I was feeling that and connecting with you, there was this group that stepped out, and I'm just going to share it exactly as they're showing it to me. So they have like this beautiful, it's interesting, it's like an emerald curtains, and they look almost like velvet. They're these heavy, but gorgeous, with these like big gold tassels. And as you were talking, it's like you were being received, and they opened up the curtains and they all stepped out. And each one of them was carrying a gift. And they're very much all in multicolors. It's like every color of the rainbow and beyond. And what they're saying is that you are at a moment of harvest, and that how you harvest and what you harvest is your choice. But to get, what they're saying is pick that which appeals to you the most, like right in front of you right now, pick that which you are ready to do that appeals to you the most, and do it. Just go forward with it. Like I said, everything for you right now is about harvest, bounty, move forward. And they're saying, come sit with us, come dream with us, and let us share more with you. So I really encourage you, get a white candle, a green candle, a gold candle, because to honor that Trinity energy of this moment, sit with, light them, sit, meditate, put on music if you want, but bring one hand to your heart, and they're also saying one hand on your stomach, and relax your breath, and then see these beautiful emerald curtains with these gold tassels, and then notice and pay attention. You also might want to journal about this a little bit, because I think there's going to be a lot more coming through. I also want to share that your son's role right now in these last 5 days is to assist you to, they're saying to be present without sacrifice is the next step of your journey, and to also claim that as well. And so thank you, my love. Thank you for getting through today. I'm just delighted to share with you. Talk about momentum. We love you, Lisa. Many blessings.
Thank you both so much. Thank you. I receive all of that. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, my love. Many, many blessings. Wow. Momentum.
Yes.
Momentum, thriving, coping, moving forward, getting into this experience of June. There is just so much happening. And wow.
It's a time to breathe deeply also, because every time we breathe deeply, it's like a reset. We come back to center.
Well, we do. And, you know, speaking of coming back to center, Sri, I need to share. Guys, we are near capacity, believe it or not, for our December New Year's gathering here, Remembering Atlantis. This is a profound experience coming up the end of the year. And this is a moment to connect with spiritual family, to claim the gift of who you really are back into your life without any doubt, and then to bring it out into the world as an empowered being of divine presence.
You know, if you take a moment and just pause and breathe and say, I want to remember myself in a truly empowered state of being.
And claim that.
A time when I was connected. A time when I could take action and follow my bliss without hesitation. Well, that's available.
Right now.
let's help each other in the embrace of spiritual family to remember the deepest truth of our magnificence.
Whew, so guys, hey, go to sriandkira.com, and you absolutely want to click on Remembering Atlantis. And as I mentioned earlier as well in the first half of the show, if nothing else, get that PDF and go through that checklist.
You'll have fun reading
You'll enjoy that very much. And then, hey, come join us. We would love to welcome you here at TOSA Blue Mountain Sanctuary, our beautiful self-ascension campus, to join us for the new year and beyond. It's just an extraordinary gift that we give each other when we connect. And you know, we have a lot of surprises coming up we're going to be talking about over the next few weeks here in June. And if you have not yet read our article, how many of you are not sure if you're crazy or sane, right? This month is so big that we also posted a very special article about this month. You can also find that at sriandkira.com. While you're on that homepage, just scroll down and you will see it right there. Click on it, read it. You might even want to print this one, because there's a lot of good information. Now, you know, Sri, speaking of good information and thriving, we are thriving with all these beautiful people waiting to talk to us.
So let's head to line one, where we have Tim from Washington.
First time to the show. Namaste, beloved one.
Hi. Oh,
hi.
It's such a miracle. Such a miracle to connect with you all. I've been listening to you both for a couple years now, and such a blessing to talk to you. I guess I'm like so many people out there. It's sort of a paradox. Everything resonates with me, and it all seems so simple, yet I still feel, you know, it's complex, and I just feel sort of tired and sort of weary, even though, you know, I understand things on a certain level. I feel them, but I still feel stuck. I guess I'm coping. Everything you said today resonates like it always does. So I would love a mini soul reading.
Well, Tim, we're honored. Oh, Angel, first and foremost, I thank you. Thank you for letting me jump in. I just You're so amazing. I mean, wow. I want to affirm something that you already said. You got through today. That is miracle momentum in motion. And I love, Tim, that you got through today, because you're at a moment where I mean, I really see it. And you have, it's Archangel, actually Archangel Gabriel was the first Archangel that came in around you. And Gabriel just keeps saying that your many seasons as a human have left you tired. And it's funny, he's showing me you and you're like laying on the side of an ocean and you're just laying there, letting the waves lap on you. And he's saying it is your time to relax and receive, and that you have forgotten how masterful you are, and that through this moment of miracle manifestation, you are ready to receive this gift back into your life. And he's saying that there are tangible experiences that are, and it's funny, he's using 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. It's like, I want to give you a number. And he's like, no, it's 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. It's almost like dancing, you know, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. And he's saying the momentum is here. Let it be joy-filled and remember who you are. However, Tim, you deserve a break. And honestly, if you haven't taken a vacation in a while, you really should. And if you can't, take a homecation for a couple days and just check out and do stuff that makes you giddy, because you're in a moment where things are shifting. And so 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Let's dance together, Tim. We love you.
Thank you. I have tears in my eyes because everything you said resonates so much, and just to hear that from Archangel Gabriel, who I've leaned on so much in the last few years, it's just this amazing affirmation. So, from the bottom of my heart, thank you.
Much love to you.
You're making me cry too, Angel. I love you so much. Many blessings, Tim.
Thank you.
Namaste, my love. Oh, Shri, I'm so touched. Oh, we love
Beautiful.
You, Angel. Wow. Boy, Gabriel was really strong, too.
Yeah.
You know, and when Gabriel comes forward, and just as all of you, our most beloved, amazing listeners, as you know, we are all here for each other. Each of us a surrogate for the other. A profound community joined in the yoga of self-ascension. It's just a blessing every week. And with all my heart, guys, I can't stress enough, if you can call that into your life in person by joining us here at the Self-Ascension Campus in Ecuador, check out the December event. Come join us in person.
Yes.
Whew, you know, Shri, I know we have more to share, but we also have more people. Should we sneak in another caller
Let's
right now?
Let's sneak in a caller, right. And then we'll see where we are.
All right.
We're going to go say hi to Jenny from California online, too.
Namaste, Angel. Welcome. Hi.
Hi. How are you? My God. yes, I had a reading from you about 2 years ago, I believe, and I'm doing really well, and I would like a soul reading, and I thank you for being part of my journey.
Oh, well, Jenny, we thank you for being on the planet, my love. Wow. So, interesting.
I can't believe this is happening.
First of all, believe it, you know, and I'm loving, because here we are today with, you know, momentum and all those other things that are happening. As I'm gazing at you, they're showing me your feet, and there's all of this beautiful green grass and flowers and plants, and it's growing up around your feet, and it's like tickling you. And I'm watching as these little blades of grass are growing, and then they're lifting you. And I'm watching, and your hands are coming up. Poor Shri, I'm almost hitting him right now because I'm actually doing this.
Got her hands out.
Your hands are like coming up, and you're starting to float, and you're starting to fly. And they're saying that it is your time to nourish your dreams, that your dreams are being fed from afar, and that everything you touch will grow into the blessing you desire. The key is to not lose even a moment on doubt. Keep going. You're in a powerful growth time, and the color green is very big around you right now, so that's very much about healing, growth, and it's like I see you lifting off. They also keep showing me the number 11, very powerful, powerful number, and they're saying that by the 11th month, this liftoff has already anchored. So, wow, what a miracle to connect with you, and thank you for giving all of us that gift of liftoff and growth and nourishment, Jenny. You're an angel. Many, many blessings,
thank
honey.
Thank you.
Thank you,
yeah,
my love.
I'm getting chills all over.
Well, so are we.
Thank you.
Namaste. Namaste, my love. Wow, talk about thriving.
Yes.
You know, every one of our beautiful callers today has really been modeling that thriving energy. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, Sri, can we squeeze in really quick?
Well,
we only have about 30 seconds.
We're going to do very fast.
All right, we're going to squeeze you in, 30 seconds.
Patricia from England, hello.
Hey, namaste, beloved one.
Hello. Oh, thank you so much. I have been in that dark night of the soul and felt like having listened to you. I've missed it. What have I done? And it was such a big shift going down into that place. And only just before your program, I reconnected with the lift. And I knew it was really important to hold that place.
Yes.
And that I'd completely lost it. Can you offer anything?
Oh, Patricia, what I can offer you is only what they're showing me. And you have Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Zadkiel, Archangel Uriel, the Ascended Master Saint Germain, and El Moira. And they're holding this five-pointed star energy around you. And what they're saying is, stand in your truth, stretch out your arms, sing out to the world, and remember the truth of who we are and who you are in form now. And I am covered in chills. My crown chakra is outrageously screaming. And all I do is I'm seeing you and you're like shouting and laughing. And they're saying, clear the energy, claim the truth, and get ready to fly. I love that you got through today, Patricia. We love you, angel. Many blessings.
Oh, enormous blessings. Thank you.
Oh. Thank you, my love. And to all of our amazing audience, thank you. You are thriving. Together we thrive. The momentum is here. You are the blessing. And may with each breath you remember that gift and thrive through the moment.
Remember, the rainbow bridge from coping to thriving is built on trust. And to trust yourself is to trust your guidance.
We love you. Be sure to join us next week.
And until we have that joy of being with you live next week, may you trust that all is truly well.
Namaste. Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.